This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Gas prices are continuing to rise, going up again over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg on just how much we can expect the price at the pump to increase.
The gasoline pump price run-up did continue. We have another 10 cents more in the price. The new price is $3.77 for regular. And it's been rising for 15 weeks now. It's up 59 cents since early January.
Lundberg says the unrest in the Middle East and Ukrainian targeting of Russian oil infrastructure is helping to aid in the instability of the crude oil market. Tennessee police are continuing to investigate after at least two people are dead and six others are injured after a shooting at a Memphis block party. Police saying hundreds were gathered at the party at Orange Mountain Park on Saturday when officers responded to emergency calls and found two men dead at the scene. Police are continuing to look for the suspects. Some House Republicans were extremely angry with Speaker Johnson, who works with Democrats and does not include money for U.S. border security in the $95 billion aid package. USA's Laura Winters reports.
Now, some Republicans in the House, furious with Johnson for working with Democrats to get this all passed. Here's Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, followed by Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
America last. America last. That's all this is. Every single day, America last.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
I'm frustrated that there was zero border security in the bill. But let's be very clear. That border bill, H.R. 2, that was voted on today, will have no force of law, was not part of the package, was done as a cover vote, and gave cover to five Democrats who voted for it. It's mind-bogglingly stupid to have put that on the floor.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where preliminary voting could take place as soon as Tuesday. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Senate recently dismissed all impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, which House Republicans had brought forward alleging that the ongoing illegal immigrant crisis at the southern border is a result of Mayorkas deliberately neglecting his duty to secure it. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee joins Fox Sunday Morning Futures and says he's disappointed in the move.
Where they're supposed to close the door, they open the door. They're doing the exact opposite of what's required every single time. Look, Alejandro Mayorkas is not a restaurateur whose job it is to invite as many people in as possible. His job is to serve as the gatekeeper. He's not keeping the gate.
You'll be able to use E15 gas this summer. USA's John Schaefer explains.
A national emergency waiver has been granted for the sale of E15 gasoline throughout the summer season. The EPA announced the issuance of the waiver on Friday, citing its aim to alleviate pump pressures stemming from the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. Previously, certain regions faced limitations on selling E15 gas during the summer months.
An investigation is continuing in Chicago after a police officer was shot over the weekend. The Chicago Police Department saying the 30-year-old officer was returning home after his shift when he was shot multiple times. He was taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center, where he died. The officer was killed 2 days before he would have turned 31. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and the author of It's Midnight America that everybody's talking about, this new book, Confronting Fear, which is Confront Fear and Embrace Courage as the Final Hour Approaches. This is the sense that many people are having these days, is they see the signs, the wonders, what's going on in Israel. And they're looking up, naturally, Phil Hotzenpiller. And congratulations on the book and the way it's resonating around this country. People are talking about It's Midnight in America.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. And I've never been so busy in my life trying to keep up all the interviews. And thanks to you and your wonderful job of helping to spread the word.
Well, it's a word for this time, Phil, clearly. I mean, this is something that God had placed on your heart. When I'm reading the book, it's like, you know, you tapped into the throne room of God. And you and I have talked about this a long time ago, and this is when you and I first became friends. What I was so impressed with was I always had this sense about you, is that you are in such a pursuit of God that, and this is for me, you see, when I got out of Bible college and I felt like God was calling me to, you know, this ministry, you know, to get behind the microphone again. And first of all, I said, God, wait a minute, you don't understand. I was behind the microphone, but I was playing music, you know, talking about the temperature, just being a juvenile. Now you want me to get behind the microphone and talk about things of God and righteousness. You know, you sure you got the right guy, you know? But one of the things that was impressed on me was that, yes, and also what I want you to do is focus on those pastors and those men of God and women of God, for that matter, as well, because your wife, Tammy, is very much the same way, is that that have an understanding and a pursuit for what I call the revelatory word of God. You know, God speaking, are we listening? And you've always had that sense, Phil, you know, that you've tapped into that. And, I'm proud to call you a friend. I'm proud that we could work together on projects to do this because we're so aligned, you know, spiritually to this pursuit, because in a time and era when the truth has been abandoned, you know, we need to anchor and hold on to the truth like never before.
Oh, it's so true. And I really believe that I think there's a move back to center in America. And I think we're confused by the fringe, by legacy media, you know, by basically the propaganda that's trying to convince us that everybody wants to be transsexual, that everybody buys into this lie that's going on across America, that, you know, we don't need to be a nation, you know, that the conservative Christians are evil. I mean, this is the stuff that's being fed nonstop in our ears. Mm-hmm. And I really see people waking up, and I think they're waking up politically. I think they're waking up to family value, and I think they're waking up to prophetically what's happening in the world. I mean, people are really, really curious about end time stuff because it looks like we're living in it.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, to your point, in terms of people waking up, look at, you got a 9-0 decision from the Supreme Court against DEI. You're starting to see the underbelly of the corruption of our government. I don't know if you saw the comments from Cheryl Atkinson, and she was in a committee hearing, you know, on the Hill, was asked about how the government threatened her and what they did, and how they threatened to take over her husband's computer and plant porn in her husband's computer. These people know no end. I mean, we're talking government officials. We're talking the FBI doing this, Phil. We're not talking somebody with a bent nose out of Chicago. You know what I'm talking about? Okay.
Right.
This is our own government doing this kind of junk. And then even, you know, you go back in the archives and you see there's an interview with Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson says, look at, you know, I know it's a mess, you know, and we just kind of accept it. And he even kind of throws out there, he says, it wouldn't surprise me if they put kiddie porn on individuals in order to manipulate them. So interesting that he had said that, you know, a while back. Cheryl Atkinson says, in fact, she knew because the FBI operative told her that's what they were going to do. So they know no end to their control and power, and this is what America is slowly but surely waking up to realize that it's worse than you thought. And the thing is, as Tucker Carlson and most people know about the Beltway, hey, look at nobody's perfect there. They're not all saints. That's probably why they're going after Trump so hard. But they're not. They've got sins of their own. And here you are, you're looking for Jesus with his finger in the sand, starting to write down their sins or whatever to see if they'll be the first one to throw the stones, because nobody's holding them into account. But they all have one another. See, and this goes back to the, you know, you and I talked about this. This goes back to J. Edgar Hoover, because that was the weaponization. That's how he kept everybody in check, is he had these massive files on everybody and what they did, what they shouldn't do, who's having sex with who or whatever and what. I mean, just bizarre kind of stuff. But these are government officials. These are the people that are spending our money and leading us into endless wars, regime change, sexual confusion, the takeover of public schools, and just go on and on. All things that aren't so brilliant that are a manifestation of today's America, right?
Well, you know, the days of innocence are over. There was a time in America where we were better. There's no doubt about it. But we were never innocent, you know. But we lived under a bit of an illusion that we were above the fray, and there's always been corruption in government. There's always been bad things going on, and I think what we've seen is a rapid, you know, de-evolution of a society. You know, we're not getting better; we're getting worse and worse and worse. And there comes a tipping point where you wonder: is there a turning back? And I don't know how close we are to that, but it seems to me like we're pretty close.
Well, there is. I think there's some hope here. We're starting to see light. I mean, will it turn dramatically? I don't know. God willing, I mean, that we would have a era of repentance, that we could have a Nineveh moment that you and I have discussed many times, and people repent. I mean, to God's glory and to the peace and everything that most people want. And I think that the spirit of most Americans, Phil, is that we want to think well of our fellow man, even though we know we're fallen, but we want to hope for the best of our fellow man. And our government even more so. But what's happened is our government has exposed itself to such a degree that we realize we have given them too much responsibility. We've given them too much credit, and somehow we've deified them to think that they're above the law, and that you know. And here it is, I mean, they're a hot mess, Phil. They're a hot mess, and this is why we're dealing with hot messes everywhere we turn. You know, with, like I said, whether it's education, the border, you know, our relations overseas, our national security, just go right on down the line, right?
Oh, exactly right. Yeah, we're fighting a battle on multiple fronts.
But you see, we need people to wake up, like you said. And this is what's so important about your book, is saying, look, it's midnight in America. All right? And so we need to get to that point where we can start seeing, you know, the light at the end of the day and seeing the light of the real light of truth that emanates from the throne room. More from Phil Hodgson-Piller after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are still millions of people who are longing for the peace that only Christ can give, and we're determined to share His love in any way we can. The Tide 3rd Annual Race to Share the Gospel invites participants to run, walk, bike, hike, or even swim 13 miles in 16 days to make an eternal impact on the lives of millions around the world. The race will kick off on Saturday, April 27th, and end on Sunday, May 12th. This year, the Tide Ministry aims to raise $15,000 to directly enable new outreach in the Balkan region of Eastern Europe. Holding this virtual race gives fellow believers the opportunity to tangibly participate in what God is doing worldwide. To learn more about the Tide Race to Share the Gospel and how you can participate regardless of where you live, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way I like to hear from us. I know you didn't hear about, the Cheryl Atkinson story and the child porn and the kind of stuff. I mean, again, these aren't being done by, the cartel members. Being done by our own government officials, our own FBI. I mean, this is how this rank corruption has gotten so bad. Meanwhile, Phil Hodgson-Piller continues with us. He is the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, the founder president of American Faith. And they got a big gala coming up. Laura Trump, keynote speaker, huh?
Yeah, Laura's
going to knock it out of the park for us. I mean, we got the extra bonus. Wow. We secured her as our keynote before she became RNC co-chair. So we feel like we really won big with that one.
Exactly, without a doubt. And then on top of that, the announcement came out that I'm sure this came from Laura Trump and this, certainly the new team, because I don't think the old team would have thought about this, even though people have been, you know, growling about election integrity forever. They're mobilizing 100,000 election integrity volunteers and lawyers across battleground states. Well, no kidding. It's about time, right? But thank God you got some leadership that's getting ahead of, you know, the kind of cheating that no doubt will take place.
Well, and, you know, just to, I think on the first day they fired, what, 61 people that were part of that? Half of them didn't even have a job. They just got a paycheck. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was in a terrible mess, terrible mess. So all these things are working together for the good. And I think, you know, and to the frustration of the hard left, I mean, every time a headline hits, it's worth $1 million in fundraising for Trump, you know? So it's kind of like they just can't figure out what's going wrong here. And but when you persecute and make a martyr out of a man, Even the people that may be on the edge, they're pushing over, say, well, this is wrong. This is wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to vote for it.
Exactly.
You know? And I think that's what we're seeing happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I want to call your attention. I don't know if you've seen this. This documentary was done by a noted professor who got in trouble because he dared question, you know, election integrity. And he just said, hey, I'm going to do this documentary you know, tried to go through the normal routes of getting it out there. Finally, he just surrendered and said, hey, I'm just going to put it out for free. It's called Let My People Go. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org shared that with me last week. Phil, I don't know if you've seen this, but it is brilliant. And I tell everybody else, it's called Let My People Go. It's on YouTube. And just, you know, dial it up and, you know, search it out. And it's this professor out of New Mexico, award-winning professor. I mean, he got all kinds of awards, great professor and everything like that, but because he challenged the election, man, they detenured, they neutered him, kicked him out. This guy's, he and his family are suffering, Phil. I mean, he's lost his job, but he's going across the country taking the story, and the way he's laid this out, it's just a very cool, neat sort of way in which, you know, with graphics and easy to follow, you know, compelling graphics about how they stole the election, and even going into these you know, these machines. He has a different name for Dominion, although Dominion as a name comes out, he calls it the Dominator or something like that. But it's a different name. It's kind of cute. So it, but you know what he's talking about. And he goes through how they were able to pull this scam and saying, oh, well, first of all, remember they said it wasn't connected. The machines were not connected to the internet, right? Until one of the congressmen, you know, looked at it and says, well that's a modem, you know. That means you are connected. No, but we don't do, you know, I mean, they just lied out through their teeth. And then also that they had the capability to flip the votes. So even though it would count the votes, there's a mechanism within the machinery by flipping the switch off, it could flip the vote. So whoever voted for Trump, for example, those, and he showed how this worked. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's so obvious. And they just literally flipped the votes, whatever Trump's votes were, they gave them to Biden. Biden's votes they assigned to Trump. And that's how they were able to make such a huge difference when they shut everything down and Trump was leading, what, by 300,000 votes? And all of a sudden, he's like losing, you know, after they shut down for 3 hours. You know, like we couldn't figure out what happened. And we just have to believe. Everybody has to stupidly go along and just say, oh, yeah, that was a free and fair election. Yeah, Joe Biden got, you know, 82 million votes. He got more votes than Barack Obama. It's like, wait, you're kidding me. I mean, here's this guy who is a yawner of a kid on the schoolyard. He goes walking around the schoolyard picking his nose all the time. And the guy's going to get 82 million votes. Give me a break.
Yeah, Unbelievable. Give me the name of that guy again. Was that?
It's called "Let My People Go," and that's the name of it. So all you got to do is just go to that. And
the professor's name, was that David Clements?
Yeah, David Clements. Who you talking? Yes, right. Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and it's really, really well done. And I think for people who have been, you know, frustrated, because anytime the anymore in mixed circles, anytime in election integrity, I don't even want to talk about it anymore, because I don't want to get anybody upset. They haven't done their homework. They just echo the responses that MSNBC will tell you, or Hillary Clinton will tell you, or anybody else from the left. There's really no ardent concern about election integrity. They got what they wanted, and then some, because not only that, then we've got over 1,000 people, patriots, who responded to their civic duty and just saying, "Hey, I got a problem with this," and the ruling class said, "You're in jail. You can't pass go collect $200. You're going straight to jail. We'll teach you." And so here it is. We've been oppressed, and we're being conditioned to, as you say, just go along, and then we're told also, as you know. We've got, I think it, the CDC, others have announced that we've got something like 9 pandemics in the cube. So they got 9 options.
Corner, isn't there?
Well, right, exactly. Because, see, they have a plan. See, and we don't think like that. You see, and as I was talking with Jody Heiss, the congressman earlier, Phil, is that January 6th didn't happen on January 6th. January 6th was planned at least a year, if not 2 years before, because you had the embedding by the FBI and everybody into this. This diabolical plan was months and years in the making, and it just all came together. They set it up. It was like they channeled the cattle. You know how they control the cattle and they get them to go down a certain path? That's what they did. They channeled all of us, and these pieces came together. I'm sure China was involved in orchestrating the release of COVID. All this stuff, I don't know that we'll ever find out what the whole truth is, but I don't think it's far-fetched. I don't think it's so implausible to think that all these players, we kind of have the pieces, but we don't quite, we can't quite lock it down. It's kind of like, trying to figure out Joe Biden's financial deal. They call him Bribin Biden now. That's his new name. He's Joe Bribin. And you can't quite, but all this is weird. It's like, when was the last time that somebody distributed, $30 million to you, Phil, and you decided, well, I got to peel off a several million to the grandkids here. And I've got all these different depositories, It's like, well, come on, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that, you're working the system, right?
Oh, unbelievable. It kind of reads like a third world country, doesn't it?
Sadly, it does.
It really does.
Yeah.
We're living in the shadow of a third world country. And it's just ready to burst on the seams.
Well, like you, I have hope, Phil, that you see, and this is and the hope comes from our faith, because, God made a covenant with this country, I believe. And when God does something, he doesn't quit midstream, does he?
No. And God has a plan. Like I say in my book, things aren't falling apart. They're falling in place. God is sovereign. Keep your eye on him. He will lead you into the right pathway.
On him, and also the latest news, too, from Israel, just as a sidebar, real quick. We didn't get to it. Phil Hotzenpiller.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
USA News Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jessica Anderson going to be joining us. She's the president of the Sentinel Action Fund and continues to hammer vulnerable Dems to remain committed to open borders. I mean, the likes of Bob Casey, John Tester, Tammy Baldwin, Sherrod Brown and all voted against even holding an impeachment trial for Mayorkas. Yes, they did. Jessica is with us now. Jessica Anderson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, God bless you for holding their feet to the fire. I mean, this doublespeak that they've been getting away with for the last 3 years under Joe Biden, you know, they will admit that the border is broken, but they blame it on the Republicans, right? That it's the Republicans that don't want to come to a solution.
Yeah, it's actually incredibly disappointing to see, Bill, because you finally had an opportunity where Democrats, particularly that those Democrat senators that are up for re-election, we know John Tester, for instance, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, just to name two, where they could actually put their kind of money where their mouth has been, which is to secure the border. And instead of actually accepting the articles of impeachment against the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, they shot them down. And they continue to show that it's more important to be aligned with the Biden liberal progressive agenda of open borders than it is to protect our southern border and to protect those families that have been most impacted by the lawlessness at our southern border. So it's disappointing, to say the least.
Well, the other thing to underline here and put in bold letters, as big a type as you can, is this is unprecedented. You know, the House delivered impeachment, articles of impeachment, and it is the Senate's duty to take the, you know, take the case up. You can't stiff arm it. When has that ever been done before?
Yeah, it is unprecedented, and it actually shows that the word of, like, impeachment that this Congress, under Chuck Schumer's leadership in the Senate, has just watered down what it looks like for the American people to hold our elected officials accountable. Like, if we can't use the constitutional term and the constitutional force of impeachment to bring accountability, what's going to happen if, God forbid, we have another 4 years of the Biden administration? So these are the kind of things, I think, Bill, that voters have top of mind as they head to the polls this November. They see Tester, they see Sherrod Brown, they see Bob Casey, they see others continuing to keep the border crisis alive and well. And it means so much to all of us. It's not just a talking point. It's not just a single image. It's a trend and a pattern of continuing to use our taxpayer dollars to fly illegal immigrants into United States towns. It's looking at the sadness of Laken Riley and how they shot down the Laken Riley Act. It's deporting, criminal migrants that they refused to do. So there's a lot here.
Yes. Well, certainly there is, as you say, Jessica, quite clearly. Fundamentally, though, they're shredding the Constitution, as you referred to earlier. This is even more so because they, in a sense, have gone nuclear. They're rewriting the Constitution. You cannot do that. You cannot take an instrument of relief and remedy out of the Constitution just because you think it's okay. Because what's going to happen, in much the same way that happened with Harry Reid when he went nuclear, right, over the filibuster, and they said, you're going to rue the day. And sure enough, the reason that we've got three conservative judges, thank you very much, in the Supreme Court is because of Harry Reid, right? So there's going to be consequences. I mean, for us, you can sit there and say, for conservatives, that's a good thing. But yet it's a good thing until it becomes a bad thing. And what makes it a bad thing is when you abandon the fundamental principles of our Constitution.
That's right, Bill. And any time we as a country are in the position where we are ignoring the founders' intent, we are ignoring law and order and the law of the land to advance political short-term interests, that has dire impacts for generations to come. And so, what is the impact of the Democrat-led Senate essentially ignoring the will of the people, ignoring the lower chamber's desire, certainly here of the House, to impeach Mayorkas? What does that precedent then do the next time another inflection point for accountability and impeachment comes up? What about Hunter Biden and the Joe Biden crime family? I mean, what if that makes its way finally to the Senate? So these are, I think, serious questions that Chuck Schumer would be wise to follow the letter of the law as opposed to the political whims of the progressive left part of the Democratic Party. It's a shame that these Democrat senators went along soup and nuts, and they didn't stand up for the Constitution. And I think it's the twofold that you say. It's the letter of the law and ignoring the Constitution, and it's the actual policy that's at stake. And Americans don't forget this stuff, right? Like, as voters, we don't forget this, and we will remember it long until November.
Well, on top of this, this isn't some kind of frivolous impeachment thing like Trump, in my humble opinion. I mean, to me, it was a personality clash. Some of it was an HR problem. You know, the Ukraine issue, it was more of a human resource. This should be handled in the human resource department, not as an impeachment. But these knuckleheads know no better. So they just go ahead and they deliver the articles of impeachment. And you had, Republicans going along with it because that was their duty. Because it was constitution, it was there in the Constitution, but it was goofy, to say the least. But what happens, in this particular case here with Mayorkas, this is clear. I mean, he and Joe Biden, this administration, have obliterated the Constitution. They've made us vulnerable. They've literally broken the law. They've lied to Congress time and again. He has specifically. And he needs to be held into he needs to be held to account on this. And this needs to be put on the record. And, the governing body, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. You know, you're there as a senator. You need to adjudicate this case on its merits and say, OK, and I get it. There's not going to be enough votes to actually impeach him. But there should be enough conversation to say, OK, let's get away from all the manure and let's really
you know, tell the people what, you know, let the people discern for themselves, you know, what's going on, as if they can't already, because this thing's so egregious and obvious. I don't think you can lie enough, and I don't think there's enough manure around D.C. to cover it all up.
This is a fact-based impeachment trial and effort. This is not a political witch hunt. The facts are squarely on the side of House Republicans who delivered the articles of impeachment on behalf of the American people that see the dire consequences every single day of an open border, from fentanyl coming across the border to criminals to potential known terrorists in our communities, not even to mention the use of taxpayer dollars to fly these illegal migrants to United States towns across the country, the impact of sanctuary cities that is just destroying the goodness of our American large cities and major media markets. And so you stack up all of these facts, and then you add in how you see Mayorkas's hand play out with the NGOs and the cartels, and how money is moving across the border from one side to the other, and the hiding of these illegals. You add that to the mix, and then you add the sheer burden that this places on our guys, on our law enforcement that are trying to protect those towns that are at the tip of the spear, those ranchers that are trying to keep their cattle safe and their property clear and clean. And so it is a national security crisis. It is a humanitarian crisis. When you look at the child trafficking, especially and the women that have been impacted by this, and it is an economic crisis. So this is not a political witch hunt. Anyone to say that this is similar to what the Dems try to do to Trump is talking crazy. This is about national security and securing our border, and the Democrat senators messed up big time here.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, you don't have to be a genius to figure this out. It's easily discernible what's going on. And then, of course, we hear the stories of the Lincoln Rileys and others, so many. I mean, in every state of the union, Jessica, we have lost an American citizen to the hands of an illegal migrant. Every state, no state has been saved on this. And this is heartbreaking that this is what we're doing to the American people. The damage that is being done, even right now, even if you were to stop and close the border right now, as you mentioned, this is going to be a generational issue. This is not going to be anything that's going to be solved overnight, by no means.
I totally agree. And this is why I think more awareness on this issue, keeping it top of mind for November.
Exactly. Thank you, Jessica. Appreciate it.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier.
That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Gary Schneeberger's with us. He's got free tickets, yes, to the new movie that's coming out this week. This is probably one of the biggest releases, I think, of the year from Lionsgate in terms of the number of theaters that they're releasing this movie. We're talking about Unsung Hero that has grabbed everybody's attention. And we're going to turn Gary upside down, shake every one of those tickets out of his pocket, and put them in your hands so that you can see the movie absolutely free. Is that okay, Gary?
That is fine with me, Bill.
So in case you missed your Pilates class this morning, we'll just stretch out a little bit by, you know, shaking those tickets right out of your pockets. So anyway, I'll tell you what, we'll do this a couple times. We'll remind everybody. So if they want free tickets, what do they need to do?
Well, the best thing for them to do is perhaps you can put a link on your website. I'll send you the link where they can go, and I'll give you the code that they can use, and then they can do that. That's the easiest way to do it, is there's the link that they go through, Adam Tickets, A-T-O-M, not A-D-A-M, A-T-O-M, uh-huh. Adam Tickets. They go through, they sign up, and they can get two tickets for free. Every person can get two. So
okay.
It'll work best if it goes on your website, because it's not on our website, because we're wanting to give it to stations like you who are helping us out. So
okay, absolutely. So look for it at BillMartinezShow.com, and we'll get it up there right away so that you can get free tickets and first come first serve, right? No purchase necessary. And you will enjoy this movie. This is such a great, great movie, as you and I talked about. And I'm excited that Lionsgate has seen the value of this. Of course, they have been. I mean, they've realized the benefit of Christian movies and to be in support of this one. What's interesting, the timing of it all, Gary, is that we're going into Mother's Day, and then I think Joel was saying the other day that it just so happens the official release date is the anniversary of the Small Bones, right? So that's
right.
Cool.
49 years. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. But go ahead.
Speaking of Lionsgate, I went to the premiere, I think last week when we talked, I was in Nashville. The premiere was later that night. I went to the premiere, and an executive from the studio got on the stage before they showed the movie and said, "This," as she looked out at the crowd, "this is the best attended premiere we've ever had at Lionsgate." Let me tell you a couple of movies that Lionsgate has done. You might have heard of
of something called The Hunger Games. They did all the Hunger Games movies. This premiere was more highly anticipated, had more people there to see it. A couple of the John Wick movies they've had, too, also very popular. So this movie is really generating interest. I just looked at a site called The Numbers, which gives all of the box office numbers for movies all, you know, historically. And the and the right now, what is the most anticipated movie in the country right now is Unsung Hero.
Right.
Ahead of Kingdom of Planet of the Apes.
This is amazing. And the movie itself, I mean, this is a story that the boys have been sharing with their audience for years. It's part of their concert. They give the background, and it started out, I think somebody told Luke, said, "Oh, you guys got to write a book, you know, and tell your story." And so, you know, they don't know books, but they know movies. And they thought, well, no, we're going to do a movie. And the thing was, and even Dallas Jenkins said this, is that the boys stayed within the genre. They didn't try to turn it into an epic or do anything more magnificent than what it was. They stayed in the lane. They stayed true to their roots and the story. And this is, he believes, and I agree with him. I think this is what makes the movie so compelling, because it's so personal, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And that's one of the reasons, Bill, that Focus, you know, really wanted to be, and we were honored when they named us as the Family Ministry Resource Partner of this film. And we have a website at Focus on the Family that gives all, you know, a bunch of assets. You can watch the trailer. You can download those please and thank you posters that show up in the film. Please for prayers, thank yous for praises. You can download a PDF of that, put that on your wall, and start that tradition. And for every trial, every stumble, every challenge they face in the movie, we have resources that Focus offers to help families with those things. So I'd love to give the address to that website, if I may.
Yes, please.
It is focusonthefamily.com/unsung-hero. Pretty simple. Focusonthefamily.com/unsung-hero. And you'll get all the resources there.
Okay, excellent. And Gary, I would say, because of the expediency of this, and how quick we have to move, we're going to try and do that link on the website. If not, I'm going to give everybody a backup phone number, and we can do it by text. You can text me at a backup number, and to make sure we get you this information so that you can get those free tickets, because I want you to get the free tickets. And, you know, we'll just do me a favor. Do not abuse that phone number, because that's an important phone number, okay? But this is just for, you know, this week only, and we'll get you know, these free tickets to you. So we'll get it one way or another. Either it'll be on the website, we can get it on the website fast enough. I'm not sure, only because we've got some technical issues that we're dealing with right now. So, but I do want to get these tickets in the hands, and if I have to deal with a little bit of inconvenience with a cell phone or something, a texting process. Hey, for you, we're willing to do this, you know, so, you know, we'll get that. We'll get that information to you.
You are an unsung hero for that.
Well, you know, it's, you know, I want people to see this movie, you know, for lots of reasons, because of the hope, the redemption, the Mother's Day message, because we're coming in Mother's Day. I think it's also, you and I talked about this last week. There's a Father's Day message in this as well.
Absolutely.
You know, family message, you know, and that, and, you know, the line that is captured there, you know, Mother Teresa's, you know, line that they've echoed, you know, in their concerts, you know, forever, right?
Yeah. And it's it's one that Luke says all the time, right? If you want to change the world, go home and love your family. That's
exactly
what he says. And you can hear that, if I may, and I don't want to, you know, I feel bad. I'm on your radio show, but I'm going to say to people, on today's Focus on the Family radio broadcast, there's an interview with Joel and Luke Smallbone and Rebecca St. James about this movie, about their story. Only 30 minutes long, but it is packed with inspiration and hope.
Right. Well, any way to leverage this movie, you know, hey, look, we're all in partnership this all ties into the gospel message, right? So this isn't about mine or theirs. Hey, we're all co-laboring together to the greater cause and the glory of God. This isn't about the Bill Martinez show. It's not about Jim Daly. Okay. This is about the gospel message. And so whatever we can do to, you know, leverage our assets and come together to the glory of God and for your own well-being, because all we're doing right now, this is all passing. We've got eternity to look forward to, and that's what we're investing in. And I know that's your heart. That's Daly's heart. That's Focus's heart. You know, the people who listen to the show, you know, this is their heart, and this is the way we want to operate, right? And we want to be faithful to that cause.
For sure. And that's the reason that we wanted to partner with this movie. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities we get to partner with movies, and some of them just don't fit. This movie, down the line, Jim says it on the broadcast today, if Focusing on the Family were going to make a movie, this would be the movie we make. Because it is so much a story of you can trip, you can fall, you can stumble, you can struggle, but there is, you can, through family, you can find the answers that will then move you forward to a place of peace and happiness. And that's what Unsung Hero talks about. That's what Focus on the Family tries to not only talk about, but help people navigate.
Exactly. Well, with all the resources and the years, I mean, the tradition that has been well established at Focus, you know, through the ministry, it has been such a blessing. I mean, how many marriages have been saved? How many families have been restored because of, you know, the combined efforts of the soldiers? And I say soldiers, I mean, people are just so committed to this ministry. You know, it's been just such a blessing. You just can't, I mean, what's it worth for one family that was, you know, going to be broken up and kids all over the place and everything else, but because of the efforts of Focus on the Family and people like Jim Daly and yourself, the family's redeemed. I mean, what is the value of that? I mean, you can't put a price tag on that.
No, for sure. And that's, you know, one of the reasons that we are partnering on the movie is because, right, for $12 for a movie ticket, or if you get the free tickets through the Bill Martinez show, which will be either through Bill's website or his cell phone, we're going to get them to you. Right, that's what you end up being able to do too. You can pay that forward, folks. That's the biggest part of this.
Well, get ready to be blessed. Here. We're going to hear a little bit of the music as we go out. Our producer was able to, you know, pull this in. So we're just going to let the song play out to its conclusion here as we wrap things up with Gary Schneeberger from Focus on the Family. Listen to Unsung Hero from King and Country. Unsung Hero. So I sing this song for you. Woke up, I was 21, and I fell in love. Remember how I told you that I'd search the world and I found the girl, and oh, how she reminds me of you. You're strong like your father. Even when...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim.